right, we're back. Good morning. Thursday talk around continues. Got to talk April goings on at the Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Mandy Steinberger in here to do that with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How we doing?
We are doing pretty good. We are doing pretty good. How about you?
You got a little smile on your face. I'm loving this because you got not only do you have great things going on in the month of April. Of course, you got great things going on all the time. There's a lot of people bragging about you in the community, and rightfully so. Not just you, but you, the staff, the community and teen center. Right. But all comes back to you, young lady. So there you go.
Well, I'm definitely blessed at what I do, and we are having a lot of fun over there. A lot of fun. I do have a little surprise that I've also alluded to. For all of those that are listening and those that come and join us at the Teen Center.
Okay.
But first I want to, give you a little bit of a waiting and bated breath and all of that. And talk about, just the usual, our hours, our open hours for our after school is Monday through Friday, 3 to 5:30 p.m., on no school days, depending on if it's a holiday, we tend to be open as well. Early outs, we're open for those early outs in Breckenridge. So make sure that you are letting your kids know we are there. 10 and up has to have an adult with them for our safety. And then we are closed on Friday, tomorrow and Monday for the Easter holiday. So
I figured you would be.
Yep. So, and we do that every year just to honor our staff and the community and their plans for that. So that's what we've got going on there. And of course we have concessions available. We do keep our concessions at a fairly low cost because of just trying to be a blessing to the youth and community that come and right. try to work within that. And we've got some pretty fun stuff coming up. We've got, of course, the soonest we have coming up is this April 9th craft day, which is going to be slime.
Slime. I've been talking about that. And
yes.
It's like you got to get in on the slime thing.
Yes.
Before you do sun catchers, you got to do slime.
We do. We are doing the slime first. And that is going to be on Thursday, April 9th from 3 to 5:30. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It is open to all ages. But again, our big thing for the teen center is just reminders that we need an adult with anyone under 10.
Right.
We don't have the staffing to be able to meet those needs. So, mm-hmm. But we do welcome all ages. And then after that, we're going to have the pool tournament on the following Monday, April 13th. And those tournaments are blowing up.
Love that.
It is. They are having so much fun. The winners of the winner of the tournaments gets a free combo meal from the Teen Center. And then the following week, we have our popular vote tournament. And that one is the one where the kids will bring in friends and try to get their chances up for the tournament they want to do, so which is just fine with us.
That was a great idea. Yes. Yeah, that was a great idea.
So, and they need to be there. Anybody that wants to participate in the tournaments needs to be there by 4 p.m. Like I said, winner gets a free combo meal. We do have our coloring contest that's going on through the 29th, and then we'll announce them on the 30th. And then on the 23rd, we're going to have our sun catchers craft day, which is going to be really fun. I'm not going to spoil too much on that one.
Okay. Keep it under wraps.
Yep. Yeah. Come on over and see what that's all about on April the 23rd from 3 to 5:30. These craft days are 3 to 5:30. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Always is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why it keeps growing.
Absolutely. And so, and then we've got our movie day, which is going to be two small short movies that is going to be about, I think it's going to be about an hour combined. and that is it's the Gruffalo and the Gruffalo's Child. And this it is a super anybody that remembers like way back in the day, this is a story from childhood. It's a book that they had, and it is super cute. And I think it's going to be well liked by those who come. So anybody that's like, what is that? If you look it up, it is a really cute book. I remember the book as a child.
Okay, The Gruffalo and the Gruffalo's Child.
The Gruffalo's Child is a spinoff of The Gruffalo.
Okay, got it.
So the original book is The Gruffalo. And then, it's a really cute story.
I'm going to have to Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then we have pizza by the slice for $2, free admission, popcorn, free treats, free popcorn. We've got our door prizes, of course, that Econo Bakery does because they're amazing. And then every Wednesday, we still have our Win It Wednesday. DQ, Breckenridge DQ is always been amazing to us for that. And that is. And then on our craft days, kind of pulling it back, we do have free lemonade. We're refusing to do hot cocoa from here going forward.
Okay. Do I need to know the backstory?
Like, we just were done with winter, whether winter wants to be done or not.
I love where you're going with that.
We're just like, it's lemonade now. It's spring.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
And then, of course, without further ado, our little surprise, the Active Living Committee went for a grant for something for the teen center, and we are getting an in-ground basketball hoop over there.
So, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So our one that like tips over, like the
yeah, forget about that. That's no more.
That's going away, and we're getting an in-ground basketball hoop over there.
Fantastic.
At the teen center with a hoop. Or with a ball caddy, which is going to have the basketball, the volleyball, because we have our volleyball that comes up,
sure.
Goes up over there,
sure.
Too. And so people will be able to come over there. Kids will be able to go over there, play some basketball. Some families can come over and play volleyball, you know, just whenever, even if we're not open. So
mm-hmm.
it kind of gives a little bit more freedom to be able to do that stuff. So that was my surprise.
That is a very nice surprise. And again, moving things forward over there.
Yeah.
I think about that every time I drive out there. I go out to CHI and work out like three times a week. And so I go by there.
Right.
And I'm thinking, there's that little hidden gem.
Yes.
That little hidden gem in Breckenridge, that community and teen center just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I think about all the stuff that goes on in there. The place looks great, too, just from the outside.
Right.
And so much stuff going on in just that little space.
Right.
You know, I'm amazed at this. So and good things coming up then in May?
Yes. Yes. We're going to be meeting my Mandy Nelson, the other Mandy, and I are going to be meeting today, and we're going to be going over our what we've got going May, and then even through summer, some things that we're planning, we're plotting.
All
you
right,
know,
you're scheming.
Yes, we're scheming. We're doing a lot of scheming. But yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of fun, and the whole like. Vibe over there has been just exploding. Our numbers have been just the secret's out.
Yeah, it's not quite a hidden gem. I was going to ask you that as you were talking. It's like, no, the question I wanted to ask, have you seen the growth? I mean, you know, it's we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But you yourself, I mean, you've been with this thing since the start. So.
Right. Right. No, it's 2026. This is my eighth year.
Okay.
And so, we've gotten to the point where I'm having to get creative on how to, you know, staff things, but it is growing, but there are events where I have to have triple staff.
Wow.
Because it's like we cannot single staff for events. We have to double, if not like triple.
I love that.
Staff, because we've got concessions going on. And then, of course, with crafts, like there's some hands-on stuff that you need to do with that. And just the busyness of just keeping eyes, you know, like it is. And then signing people in. So like, because we want to be able to reflect those numbers.
Sure.
We want to be able to tell those that donate. We want to be responsible. We want to show you know, how much we honor, you know, the monies that go into it. Because, mm-hmm. again, when people fund things, they want to know, like, how many are you serving?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
that's, there's nothing wrong with that. And we love to know. That gives us a chance to look at the, you know, what's working, what's not,
yeah.
you know, what's, you know, what are slower seasons, you know, and gives us a chance to go, well, that was odd to be busy for this season when it's normally slow.
Yeah.
You know, we must be doing something, you know, so
there's a reason for that.
Right. And so it also gives us the chance to, we sign people in and out, the kids in and out, in order to let people know if a parent calls, like mm-hmm. they signed out at this time. You know, it just, you know, safety and whatnot.
Sure.
We try to make sure that we're really, we're taking things, we're having a lot of fun, but we're being responsible about it. So
I love that. Mandy, listen, can't wait to talk with you in the month of May. You have a fantastic April. You have a blessed Easter, and we'll talk again in May, all right?
Sounds perfect.
All right, 924 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.